Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can also receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. And on one of those nights when you can't get to sleep and the perps are all over you, give me a call, 508-857-8334, country code 1 for the U.S. And if you're having trouble listening, just go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's always a way to listen. Okay, I would like to discuss with you tonight a further trek into mind control. The Creator designed living beings to live here on the earth with free will. Many countries don't offer free will. You have to do what they say. But here in the U.S., we basically can do as we please, as long as we don't break any laws. Our sense of identity, free choice, and individuality are part of what makes us unique and are an integral part of the human experience. Yet, are we really as independent and possessed of free will as we would like to think? The thought that we could be under the influence of outside forces and subject to manipulation by mind control against our will is a terrifying prospect. And this has been explored extensively in science fiction. But what if it's not merely fiction at all? What if we are being directly shaped and programmed by nefarious types, nefarious parties, through the very TV we watch or the music we listen to? According to some, this is exactly what is happening and has been for decades. And we are going to see that this is not going to happen for decades any longer. We're going to put an end to this. Okay, one of the reasons, or the how-tos, how they target you, extremely low frequency ELF waves up to 100 hertz are once more naturally occurring. But they can also be produced artificially, such as HARP for submarine communication, they say. We've discussed here all of the other alternatives that HARP is actually designed for. ELF waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses, yet the resonant effect upon the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders, emotional distortion, infrasound vibration up to 20 hertz can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns. Inclining an audience or an individual toward everything from alertness to passivity. Infrasound could be used tactically as ELF waves endure for great distances. And it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well. You come home, you've been working all day, you sit down in front of your television set, click it on, and you're instantly bombarded with subliminals anyway, such as your commercials. I'll give you a good example. When you go to a drive-in theater, like that used to exist, during intermission, they would show you, you know, what they had to eat, what they were offering, how much it was. Now, every 30th frame, they would put up, "You are hungry." And they would start this actually towards the end of the movie, so that by the time you got to the refreshment stand, you were in trouble. Okay, I have Chris on the line from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good evening, Frank. I'm not really wanting to detract from your course education this evening and thinking about the electronic or psychotronic electronic warfare. However, you'll allow me a couple of minutes. I will elucidate on another form that very few people are aware of, because I am targeted in Las Vegas and apparently in the federal government particularly. They are using illegal lawfare, as they call it, where they attack you and make war against you by perpetually trying to frame the blame on the victim because of my advocacy and activism for lawful government, of educating the people about the dangers of the legal system where they prey upon people, extort their money, their wealth, destroy their families, take their homes, other private possessions that are very valuable. This is something that very few people get exposed to, because most people don't follow the path that I've been led down to study the law and to appraise himself and know the law, as we're advised to in a case called Adderley versus the state of Florida, where it says we have not only a right, but in fact a duty to know the law and to be able to employ it to defend ourselves, and explicitly to remove ourselves from what they term unbenighted ignorance. And when you do this, you invoke the ire, the ill, the abject hatred of the barred attorneys, the judges, who are all barred attorneys, esquires, and the bar attorney esquires, the barcons, the archons of the bar, the British Archons Registry, will attack you violently. They will keep you tied up in litigation for years, defending against a malicious prosecution, egregious abuse of governmental authority, trying to provoke you to violence so they can murder you with egregious abuses of mass deadly force, as they've done in my case over two times so far, and perhaps even other assaults on my body, person, and automobiles I travel in. This is something very few people will confront, but I'm finding more and more people around the country who contact me because they have been likewise victimized and become persona non grata if you don't have substantial financial resources or the ability to defend yourself. Then you're left at the whims of being forced to take on what they call pro bono public defense. I say pretense, because the bar is one big gang, and there's a concept in their books, Black's Law, that if you look up separately, called jus fisciales, which sounds a lot like fisciali, it's spelled with a C and a T both ways, which is really is a bunch of crap, because it's secret silent war, the absolute destruction of anyone they can ensnare into their legal schemes. And for this, I have been targeted incessantly. My family's been destroyed. My home has been stolen. And I've had two murderous attempts on my life to date. And unless you have any questions, I will let you get back to your show. But I thought your listeners might be interested in that aspect of it.
That's very helpful. You always bring a lot of great content with you. So I look forward to seeing you there, because I know, okay, Chris is going to come out with something fantastic, and you always do. I'm going to ask somebody from our forum to see if anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask from Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference.
Absolutely, Frank. I really appreciate having this forum and these other victimized people who are being set upon by the dark, deep state, the flat black state of the government of the... They're really, truly satanic, or ha-shatanic, if you like that better, demoniacs, who will do anything to foist their agenda of complete demonation and domination, owning the human domain, as they call it in Jade Helm.
Exactly. You know, I've heard that in Jade Helm before. What do you think of Jade Helm?
Well, I think it was a precognitive warning of things to come, a forebodings, if you will. They seem to operate under the presumption that they have a duty to warn us, to give an overt indicator. It may be soft, it may be hard, it may be directly in your face, it may be something hidden in plain sight that very few people take cognizance of, because so few people are awake and have the spirit of discernment, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the spirit to observe that which others don't see.
Okay, do you recall the wooden shoes or the Dutch shoes that are actually part of the insignia?
Yes. Some people call them clogs. Maybe they call those at one time. They call it clog dancing, but the wooden shoes of the Dutch are very well known.
Someone sent me an email saying that those represented the Holocaust, where they left their shoes behind and went to the gas chambers.
Well, I would probably have to go down a pathway that might not be popular, because I'm not convinced that all of that they claim took place. And
right.
In fact, when we understand that the people who were murdered were really the Christian Germans, it's kind of like the Bolsheviks, they murdered the Coptic Christians there in Russia. And so this cult of the Deathhead's cult, the Synagogue of Satan, the Ashkenazi Khazarian Empire, have been habitually doing this since the very beginnings of time, preying on the weakened, the uninformed, the uneducated, the not sophisticated, those who are easy to prey upon with their schemes and scams, tricks and frauds, deceit, prestidigitation, their magicka.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different viewpoints on that. And I've heard it actually from a cross-section of the country. So it doesn't exactly split down the middle, but it's not even either. So I don't know. That's one to actually get behind us, if you don't mind.
It was a time of awakening, Frank.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I was just referring to the shoes as they were supposedly a warning that the same thing was actually going to happen over here. So that was the correlation.
In relation to Jade Helm, I guess, perhaps. Right. I don't recall specifically about that.
Yeah, it was just the two wooden shoes. That was my correlation.
I do kind of remember something in the symbol or the effigy of the sign of Jade Helm that may have had something related to those, and that could be where that's connected to or derived from, and it may have some general association with the so-called event.
Right. I haven't seen anything really happen from any of these Jade Helm events. I've heard a lot of things that were going to happen, but we never really had good communication to what when this was going on.
What they've done is they've polyfurcated it, and they've broken it up in different segments of the country that are particularly targeted sections, like Texas, Florida, Utah, here in Nevada, California. When you understand that those fires up at the campfire in northern Nevada were directed energy weapons, that is an aspect of Jade Helm. And, of course, when we look at the ancient cults of the Pharisees, of Babel, Sodom, and Gomorrah, these locations, the fires of Moloch, this feast of Purim, where they use the fires of Moloch to purify the lands they want to steal or destroy for later adoption or infestation, is a very devious tactic. Whenever it's broken up in different areas that are not easily relatable, because there is no or very little true news except what you find on alternative news stations like RBN and others that are proliferating around the internet and the Altarverse, the lamestream media is completely controlled by the Operation Mockingbird CIA-controlled media talking heads who repeat the same mimetics over and over, trying to indoctrinate the people and give them the illusion there's nothing happening when it's truly happening all around, and you see these different pockets of sporadic things like the Jesse Smollett case, the... there were a number of different shootings in place. We can go back to Columbine, we can go to Aurora, Colorado, Tucson, Arizona, Sandy Hook, here in Las Vegas with the Route 91 Harvest Festival. These are all pockets of activities which seem to be not related, but I assure you they are part of a grandiose, larger scheme.
I tend to agree with you, as on many other things. Yeah, I think it's part of something very much larger, and I think it's like an iceberg. We're only seeing very, very little of it.
If I might observe, Frank, I think it's more accurately the spear point, the iron fist and the velvet glove, as it were, of the third Baal Shah Baik revolution being brought to foist here on America. And in Europe, we see with the infestation of the so-called migration, which is an invasion, of course.
Okay.
Thank you so much for letting me come in. I'm going to get off of here and let you show. I always appreciate your reception of my ideologies and my research and discovery.
Why, certainly. You're always welcome, and you always bring great information. Thank you so much. We're going to commercial here shortly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
Out of Massachusetts. And the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org in the subject line. Type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. And if you have one of those horrific nights where you can't sleep and you need somebody to talk to, you can reach me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. And just to recap a little bit tonight, I am speaking about targeting, and I was just going to go into the frequency scale when we had a caller, and that was Chris from Las Vegas. But actually, right now, I'm going to skip right down to the frequency scale. It's in hertz or cycles per second. 1 hertz, approximate beginning of brainwave activity. 6.66 is theta brainwaves. And that would be the equivalent of deep meditation or sleep. 7.85 would be alpha brainwaves. Occipital alpha waves are the strongest. 15.7 to 38 would be beta brainwaves, normal waking state. Now, this is very interesting because 30 to 30.56 are government VLF stations, target monitoring. 32 to 33, government VLF stations, target monitoring. 34 to 42, government VLF stations, target monitoring. Now, 50 is the approximate upper limit of brainwave frequencies. 60 produces an audible sound. And 60 cycles, or 60 hertz, is the same number of cycles that you have in your electrical service in your home. So you can give that some thought, too. Now, 60 to 2454.1 is actually a CTCSS. It's continuous tone coded squelch system. And what that is, if your family will say, is all on one system. They're all in the same company, we'll say. They're going to be hooked together automatically because they're coded in this frequency. So that's the frequency lineup. And what I wanted to relate were the government very low frequency stations that exist in the same framework as we do. Okay, and I mentioned before we broke that a lot of these frequencies were present in broadcasts as well. And that would be selective media. The media are, of course, the electronic media, cell phones, computers, video, state-of-the-art developments in satellite communication, video recording techniques, laser and optical transmission of broadcasts make possible a penetration of the minds of the world, such as would have been inconceivable just a few years ago. Now, with the advent of 5G, your coffee pot is likely to say good morning to you. Another thing that you want to consider is the atmospheric conditions. They actually observe atmospheric conditions when they are going to target a specific area. Now, ionization of the air, an abundance of negative ion condensation nuclei or negative ions, ingested air enhances the potency. Time to pay the bills.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host. For those of you just joining, you can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can tell a friend to listen at 605-313-0163. At Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org in the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. Or on those really bad nights where your back's up against the wall and you don't have anyone to talk to, you can give me a buzz at 508-857-8334 in the United States. And we were discussing actually the frequency scale. I think we got through that. And selective media and atmospheric conditions. Are there any questions from our main people here? Anybody from Targeted Massachusetts have any questions? Okay. I'm going to go into PSYOP. Now, I'll give you the straight-up definition first. PSYOP are operations to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and individuals such as us. So with this definition, MKUltra would come under this heading further, under the heading of today's mind control. In our last broadcast was the rebirth of MKUltra at Florida University in the 80s. So there was a rebirth of MKUltra. And we are seeing it now. Okay, we have Rich from Alabama. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, hi. Usually there's a click. But does Massachusetts, did Massachusetts enact their rules of court into a law?
Their rules in terms of weaponry?
The rules of court, C-O-U-R-T.
Okay, you'd have to clarify.
Well, did the legislature pass the bill and then have the governor sign it to create the rules of court for Massachusetts?
Okay, the rules of court concerning Massachusetts, I assume when you say that you mean the laws concerning targeting that were placed before the legislature.
No, the rules that the judge obeys, how the judge operates.
Okay.
Get it?
Those rules, I'm sure, are in place.
But are they enacted by the legislature and signed into law by the governor?
I'm sure they are. Those laws are reviewed every 15 years, I believe, and signed, and they are therefore enacted.
Well, I used to believe that about Alabama.
Are you seeing that in Alabama, or you're seeing evidence?
I'm saying every state.
Yeah.
We are deluded into believing that we have a judicial branch, and the judicial branch judges the law. But in fact, they only judge contract law, and they call it code and rules. And all of our states are supposed to have had a Republican form of government, but none of them do because none of them have a judicial branch. Instead, they have a judicial system. And the system was set up by the bar. And the bar is not a state agency. It's not subject to regulation by anybody that's appointed by the governor or the legislature. There's no committee in the Massachusetts legislature that can tell the bar what to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting. Okay, well, it was my understanding that... It was my understanding, excuse me, that the bar was the end of law school. The bar was the last step that you had to take before becoming an attorney. And in Massachusetts, that's a very respected step.
Well, I don't doubt that.
So what is actually your question then?
Well, I'm just wondering, can you prove that you have a Republican form of government as is promised in the federal Constitution? And I don't think any state has a judicial branch. Instead, I think they have a judicial system set up by the bar to simulate a state.
Okay. I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that the only part of the United States that is actually the United States is the 1600 block in D.C. And that is when it spelled out all in caps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Well,
mm-hmm.
That kind of leads us off track from what you're speaking of. But in this particular case, what I'm trying to get at is the corporation exists in the 1600 block in Washington, D.C. You yourself slipped through a loophole back in the 1800s, the late 1800s, and you yourself, when you spell your name in capital letters, are a corporation. If you spell them or sign your own name, you are actually signing in behalf of your corporate self. So you can get around a lot of laws, depending upon the court, by not signing anything. Because anything you receive from the court, you are going to receive, has all capital letters. It's addressing your corporate self.
Mm-hmm.
So if you refuse to sign, you can say, I am the real individual. I am not the corporation. I am not signing this. And
well,
I do have people that could explain that a lot better. But at this particular point in time, Rich, that's about the best I can do. But I will check and see, and I will make sure that in the state of Massachusetts, we do have the laws that the judge follows in place.
Rules of court.
Rules of court, and that they have been ratified recently. I happen to know, I believe that they have been. But I will check.
Now, they play tricky word games with you. They'll say a statute has been passed which enables the bar to enforce the rules. And a statute doesn't have to follow the Constitution of Massachusetts or the United States, but it creates a name for a court. It creates an enabling clause. It enables the bar as if it were a contractor to simulate a judicial branch. It's kind of like the USPS, United States Postal Service. They simulate the post office. Get it?
Yes, I can understand that. They simulate the post office because they are, in fact, the post office.
Yeah.
Postmaster General in every post office across the country represents the United States Postal Service.
Yeah, but the United States Postal Service only delivers mail in federal zones. And they deliver, they can deliver mail to you only if you live in a zip code. That means a federal zone improvement program area. Zone improvement.
Okay, program. I wasn't aware of that.
They are so obsessive about adding a zip code to your address. That is to stipulate that you, by receiving the mail, have agreed that you are in a federal area.
Okay.
You stipulate it by accepting the mail.
Okay. What I will say is anything that is sent by mail is law. If you send somebody a bill and the bill is incorrect, they can actually take you to court for sending you an incorrect bill by the U.S. Postal Service. Hmm. That's the gospel.
Hmm.
I had an attorney friend of mine run that over with me. I couldn't believe it.
So we stipulate ourselves to be inside the District of Columbia and subject to the arbitrary statutes of the District of Columbia. We don't think about it, but we accept the mail and accept that little zip, and we don't think about it.
The states are actually subdivisions of the main corporation.
Yeah.
Which is the United States.
Yeah.
They're not really part of 1600 block. And they have done that for legal purposes so that no one could actually sue somebody that's in the 1600 block. Because that is corporate territory of the United States. So, you've opened up a can of worms, and hopefully we can get the lid on it before any of them get out.
But, I wish you had an attorney you could ask these questions of. But I guarantee you they'll say, well, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, you won't get a straight answer on something like that, I will tell you, unless you sit down and you're going to have to go over a lot of books to find those.
Only an old retired attorney will talk to you. The others will always duck and dodge. Because their authority is entirely an illusion. You think they are an officer of the state, that they're not. They're an officer of a debt collection cartel.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it at this. You brought up a very interesting point, and I will definitely be in touch with the Massachusetts legislature, and I will find out exactly what you've asked me so that I won't get caught with that one again.
Well, they will say that it was, but instead, but that's to trick you. What they do is they pass a statute that enables the bar to write the rules of court and enforce them. The bar writes the rules and they enforce them. And they have an enabling clause in a statute that allows him to
We're going to congressional, sir.
Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. I would like to take this time to thank all of our listeners, those in the forum, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. And once again, this is an opportunity for us to get the word out. So, if people don't call in, we're not going to get those questions answered. And some of those questions are actually vital. There's questions. If I had all the text that I got just today in questions, I wouldn't have been able to utter a word about anything else. This is a great forum that we have here. This is one of the most fantastic medias that we can use. And I would like to let everyone know that it's time that we took this media by the tail and we get the word out. I probably won't be able to get into too much more. So, are there any questions out there? From the forum at Targeted Massachusetts. Got a couple minutes. Okay. The mind war must target all participants if it is to be objective. It must not only weaken the enemy, it must strengthen the United States. It strengthens the United States by denying the enemy. Now, in terms of American citizens, that prohibition is based upon the presumption that propaganda is necessarily a lie, or at least a misleading half-truth, that the government has no right to lie to the people. The propaganda ministry of Goebbels must not be part of the American way of life. Now, under existing United States law, this is why I brought up PSYOPs, PSYOP units may not target American citizens. So, to get around that, they say, so it must be axiomatic of mind war. Okay, folks, good night, and God bless from the Republic Broadcasting Network in Targeted Massachusetts.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.